This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Bloomington City Council will lose one of its most fiscally conservative voices next spring when David Sage steps down after three terms. Donna Bolin wants to take over that role on the council. The frequent public commenter at council meetings has announced a run for Ward 2 on Bloomington's southwest side. In this interview with GLT's Ryan Dunham, Bolin says her campaign's top priorities will be financial planning and fiscal restraint.
I think I have something to offer to help with the financial stability of the city. I've been attending the meetings for 5 years, and there's a lot of change going on in the city, and I think I can help with that. I'm familiar with the issues that the city faces and some of the history. I've been here 26 years, so I've seen a lot.
What would be your key issues if you were to become elected next April?
Well, one of the top five priorities of the council is financial planning, and that is not often mentioned. Infrastructure is mentioned, and downtown development, which is also one of the five. But I think that without good, sound financial planning, you cannot revitalize anything. So that's going to be my focus.
And when you say financial planning, what do you mean? What could the city be doing differently?
Well, I think that monthly reports, financial reports, should be presented to the council. And a group of citizens has already recommended that. So that every month, before a decision is made, that the council can look where we are financially, because every decision they make this year affects future budgets. So be informed.
So last winter and spring, aldermen had to close a $2.9 million deficit. They made some tough decisions, like raising garbage and sewer fees, cutting back on services like bulk waste pickup. So what would be your approach to balancing city budgets in difficult times like these?
Well, I work with what I have. And regarding the budget, I would always look for efficiencies and strategic savings. I worked with Diana Hallman. There was a group of five or six of us that worked with her that took a deep dive into the budget. And I enjoyed working with Steve Rasmussen on that. And I think that he took to heart some of the things that our group said and is going to move forward with that. As far as the items, I don't think that we should risk our financial resources. I think we need to be a bit conservative, careful, and again, because of the current economic situation in the city. I surveyed some of the residents in Ward 2 after I announced, and most of them, well, a good majority of them, view the economy as being stable but declining. So that says a lot. And so we need, as a representative, I would need to focus on stabilizing rather than growing. We need to be stable before we can look at growing.
The Bloomington City Council is, I think, perceived by many to be a bit more dysfunctional than its neighbor to the north in the Normal Town Council. A lot of reasons for that. Obviously, there's some sort of clash of personalities between the mayor and some aldermen. There's a ward system in Bloomington that does not exist in Normal. I mean, there's obviously structural sort of things that tied up in that as well. But if you were to become elected next April and you were to be seated on the council, how would you work to improve the working relationship between aldermen and between the mayor?
Well, I have no illusion that I'm going to make a big difference. I'm one voice. But consensus is arrived by respectful conversations. Conflict is important because there are very controversial issues that need to be dealt with. So through consensus, you work that through. Can I live with the end result? Is it win-win? And then the proverbial phrase or cliche, there is no letter I in the word team or the word ward. And I would step back and what is the goal? What are we trying to accomplish? What is the role of the council in this decision? What is the role of the municipality in the decision? And to remind ourselves, who are we serving? And if we collect all that information, I think that a sound decision can be made.
Obviously, the Bloomington City Council and the way its aldermen are elected, it's a nonpartisan contest, right? Correct. Nobody waves a flag that says, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. There's some element of partisanship. The other candidate who's announced for Ward 2, Georgine Chazelle, is a Democratic precinct committeeman, so obviously a Democrat. Josh Barnett is running in Ward 8. He is a Republican county board member, so it's obvious what he is. How would you characterize your own politics and where you fit into this spectrum of politics that as we understand?
To be honest, I'm not a political person. I haven't really been involved in politics in any form. I'm an independent thinker. I try to weigh both sides of the coin. I think it is best to be nonpartisan, if at all possible. I consider myself to be a fiscal conservative. I think that is really the most important thing that needs to be addressed in the city. The city provides services that are essential, that can't be paid for by individuals, and politics needs to stay out of that. And I think that's why the municipal government should be a nonpartisan government.
Well, Alderman David Sage in Ward 2, he's not seeking re-election, which opens the seat for someone like you to run for it. What do you think of Alderman Sage's tenure on the council?
I think he's been a faithful servant of the city. I don't agree with any of the council members' decisions all the time, and I accept that. I'm sure they don't agree with some of the things that I've said, but I do think that he's done a wonderful job. He has served this community for decades. He should be commended.
That's Donna Bolin, a newly announced candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 2. She's expected to face Georgine Chazelle in April's election. I'm Ryan Denham.